Once a student was asking Jananivas Prabhu, why is Krishna so cruel that he has put us in this world of suffering? And you say that we are all children of God. What kind of father is that father who allows his children to suffer in so many different ways? So Jananivas Prabhu very furiously responded back. He said, who is cruel? And then he said, you know, Krishna loves you so much that he never wants to leave you to go away to such a faraway place like material world. But because of your adamants, you have left his company and come here. And not willing to leave you alone to suffer, Krishna expands himself as super soul. And just because of your independent mentality, Krishna has to do the arduous task of creating this big material world for you. And he said, within this material world, he has provided innumerable facilities and amenities for performing your independently enacted work. And he sent so many things. He sends the holy rivers and holy devotees and holy temples and holy name. And all these things ultimately to remind you of your original position in the spiritual world. Even after doing all these things, you refuse to turn to these wonderful golden opportunities that can take you back to Godhead. And you are turning your face away like a hard-hearted person. So who is cruel and hard-hearted? Are you cruel or Krishna cruel? He asked him. So the right attitude in approaching Krishna is very important if one wants to achieve his lotus feet. Brahmaji, in this wonderful prayer, he tells us what is the right attitude in approaching Krishna. Tatte nukampam susamikshamano bunjana yevatmakritam vipakam ratvak papur bir vidadhan namaste jivetayo mukti pade sadayabha. He says, my dear Lord, any devotee in this world, he always, with a great hope after hope, is anxiously awaiting your mercy in a certain type of consciousness. What type of consciousness? He says, Sumikshamano bhunjana eva atmakritam pakam. He feels that, my dear Lord, I have done so many innumerable millions of sinful activities, but yet you are so kind, that you are so merciful in minimizing the reactions of those sins by offering only a token punishment. And he says, I want to offer my salutations to you, obeisances to you, with my body, with my mind, with my words, at every moment. And such a person in that consciousness, he says, is a rightful heir in attaining the kingdom of God. So, anyone who understands one's own mischievous tendencies, independently enacted activities, and wanting to lord over the material nature at every moment, unless one perceives one's own deficiencies, and there is no possibility of improving oneself in spiritual life. Lord Kapila also says, Bhukta bhoga parityakta drishta dosha chanityashaha. Neshwarasya ashubham datte svemahimni stitascha. He says, when the living entity comes to his ideal state of consciousness, in that state, he gives up his enjoying mentality. Bhukta bhoga parityakta means he gives up his enjoying mentality. Drishta dosha chanityashaha. He can clearly see. Drishta means to see. Dosha means his own faults. He can clearly see his faults. I am a rascal, I am a mischievous fool. A living entity considers himself like that. Dushta dosha chanitrasha. And then he says, na ishvarasya ashupam datte. He gives up the lording mentality. And then svemahimni sitasacha. Then he is situated in the original glory of being the spirit soul, eternal servant of Krishna. So one should lament while approaching Krishna, exactly like we hear in that famous song of Gopinath Mama Nivedana Shuno. That song gives the right kind of mood in which one should approach Krishna for shelter. And that is the same mood that one needs to have in chanting of the holy name if one wants to attain the lotus feet of Krishna. And your arrogant attitude or your blaming attitude or accusing attitude or fault-finding attitude by cursing the situation in which one is put in will not help, and that will not lead to progress. Or one may become neutral, or one may become negative in approaching Krishna, and such a attitude will only degrade an individual in spiritual life. If one wants to advance in spiritual life, one should always turn all the negative situations into positive attitudes, by which we'll be able to make progress in the right direction. This is not only with respect to Brahma's prayer. You'll find throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, you find somebody doing a mischievous activity, and then they're about to be punished, or they're punished, and then you'll find their prayers. Very wonderful prayers. Like, Dhruva Maharaj goes with a material desire to the forest, and then Lord cleanses the desire, and then he's offering wonderful prayers. Indra is doing a mischievous activity of tormenting Krishna's devotees, torturing them by heavy rains, and then Krishna teaches him a lesson and he's offering prayers. Brahma is doing Vimohan, Brahma Vimohan Leela. Brahma is taking away the covered boys and calves and cows. And then when Krishna teaches him a lesson, he's offering prayers. And Daksha is offering prayers to Shiva, you'll find. Srimad Bhagavatam is filled with varieties of prayers by pure devotees as well as mischievous semi-devotees who become purified and then offer the wonderful prayers. So it's a very wonderful literature for contemplation, especially the section of the prayers. And that will teach one to adopt the right attitude in approaching the holy name of Krishna and approaching Krishna. And then one's heart is in the right direction, making progress. Because when one attains the spiritual world, one needs to have a pure heart. A rebellious attitude will not help. Harinam Prabhu ki. Let's offer our humble